So you just heard the banger that is Monster. Nikki.
Yes.
Your verse on that invoked debates that are endless to this day.
Like, oh my
over
God.
Over who killed it on that track.
Wow. That freaking, you know what? That was just a blessing to be a part of that freaking record, man. And it was fun. It's raw. It's crazy. It's creative. It's exciting. It's like heavyweights and then a girl. You know what I mean? Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Well, it's Kanye, it's like Rick Ross, it's Jay-Z, and people are like, is it Nicki who did it, or is it Jay-Z? And I think the majority of people are in favor for yourself.
Did you ever think that you would be having a debate whether Jay-Z or a female? Like, the fact that people are even having that debate is freaking beyond me.
It wasn't going to be Little Mama.
Hey.
Big up Little Mama, though. But definitely, you're right. But I'm saying with yourself, like, again, like, how was it writing the verse for that track? Tell us the story, man. Just break it down.
Well, the story goes, I've told it a few times, never in the UK. The story goes like this. Kanye asked me to be on his album. So I was freaking out. I went to Hawaii to record. And the first verse I wrote, neither one of us loved it.
Okay.
I actually picked the track, Monster, because he was already going to put it on his album. So he asked me, hey, you know, take a look, listen to anything. Let me know which one you want to jump on.
Right.
So I chose Monster. And at the time, no one had rapped on it. It was just a chorus on there. And I was like, oh my God, I love it. I love the beat. It just felt so raw and crazy. So I actually said, you know what? I think I could get it better.
Okay.
I left. I came back. And, you know, I had like just pages of things that I wanted to say. Because that's what, you know, Kanye gave me some great advice. He was like, you know what? Instead of rapping and rhyming, just think what you want to say. And just taking that little piece of advice, I went home and I just started jotting down just everything that I wanted to say. Once I came back, I put it all together. And I remember I came in the studio very early in the morning. He had gone to eat breakfast and I wanted to get it done before he came back. And sure enough, while he left, I recorded the verse. He came back in and he was like, you know, we winded up going, you know, changing different things and doing weird little tweaks and stuff, but I knew this was the one.
Right.
You know, months and months and months later, because Kanye had pushed his album back, I didn't know what had happened with the record. And then he just called me out the blue one day and said, you know, Jay-Z is going to send me his verse. And I'm like, no way, whatever. I just thought he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I remember seeing him in New York and a lot of people were in the studio that night. He played Monster and I freaking heard Jay-Z's voice coming in on it. And I just was like, I'm like, this cannot be my life. There's no way that not only was I am I on a track with Kanye West, but now Jay-Z's on it. Like, it was just, it's surreal. I love the song as a whole. You know,
yeah,
I don't go and scrutinize verses. I just love that it's just such a movement. And of course, that was the song that I was able to perform and make history again. The first female rapper to perform at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
You know, so that was just a big deal.
I can't say anything else than that.
Yeah, but shout out to Kanye, man. I mean, him doing that opened up so many doors for me. So I just want to shout out to Kanye because I love him. He's sweet. You know, he's all that and then some. And, you know, his album is doing great. And, you know, just positive vibes all the way.
Let's get into another track. Let's get into this Blazing.
Ah.
It flows bananas on this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Blazing. Kanye killed that too. Yeah, that's on my album. This is me and Kanye with Blazing.